Hey guys, I just want to let you know that this will be the last Healthy Conversation for Season 3, as I'll be taking a very short break and launching Season 4 on Thursday, the 1st of October. If you enjoy this podcast, then please hit the subscribe button or follow if you're listening on an Android, so you don't miss a single episode of Season 4. I have a seriously incredibly exciting lineup of women joining me in Season 4. I'm bursting with joy to share these nourishing and insightful conversations with you because I know you are absolutely going to love them. So hit subscribe or follow and don't miss a single minute. I'll be back in your ears on Thursday, the 1st of October. Until then, there are over 100 episodes of The Healthy Hustlers available right now for you to get your boost of healthy enthusiasm and to help fuel your health and wellness goals. You can also join me on Instagram by following The Healthy Hustlers, where I'll be sure to make all the necessary updates about new episodes and guests, as well as sharing my normal tips, tricks, and advice for being the happiest, healthiest version of yourself. Welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast, a series of healthy conversations with inspiring hustlers. I'm your host, Madeline Carafa. Today's guest is joining me from Wollongong, New South Wales. Humble and kind, Tanya Poppett is a personal trainer and mum with a booming online community where she inspires hundreds of thousands of people across the world to move their body, have fun with fitness, and most of all, become happier. Tanya's workout style focuses on intent before intensity, giving her community the skills to get the most out of their training. Becoming a mum to her little boy in October 2019, Tanya regularly shares easy and convenient exercises that can be done with a baby on the beach, in the park, or in the comfort of your own home, proving that exercise does not need to be confined into the gym walls. I was lucky enough to meet Tanya about 5 years ago when she was known on Instagram as Achieving Balance. Today, she joined me for a healthy conversation about the highs and lows of 2020, how she has kept a positive mindset during times of uncertainty, and how motherhood has made her pivot and her greatest lessons during the pandemic. Here's Tanya. This episode of The Healthy Hustlers is in celebration of our Facebook community. If you are as obsessed with self-development and personal growth as I am, then come and join us by searching Healthy Hustlers Community on Facebook. With a key focus on health, mindset, business, and manifestation, this is a place to be to get all of your top tips to support you on your journey of growth. Hello, Tanya, and welcome to the Healthy Hustlers podcast. How are you today?
I am good. We just had a little family outing, so I'm feeling nice and refreshed and ready to have a chat to you. It's been a time since we've had a good chat.
It has. Oh my goodness. We met, what would it have been, like 5 or 6 years ago now, I think?
Yeah, well, like truly, 5 years ago.
I know. It was so nice. So I'm glad that I've got to meet you in person because we're obviously doing this online today due to COVID, which just it seems to be never ending at the moment. How are you and your family going? It's been such a crazy year.
We're going pretty well at the moment. Like we in Sydney at the moment, we're out of the thick of it, I think, hopefully. Everyone's still a bit very cautious. We don't want to outbreak and go back to any sort of restriction. So everyone's still pretty cautious, but just playing it by ear at the moment and trying to experience every day as it comes. So I found it really good to just get out around our local area and explore and go do family things just together. And I think it makes you appreciate getting outdoors and getting out to your local area and find a new appreciation for what's surrounding you. So we've enjoyed doing that. I kind of wish we could have gone traveling this year. We had a few holidays in the bag, but turns out we couldn't go, but that's all right. Our local tourism's doing awesome. Hopefully when you guys get out of lockdown, I reckon it'll go booming down in Victoria for sure.
Yeah, I hope so. And it's so nice to hear you say that because I think there is, you know, even in tough times, there's some really beautiful silver linings that you can find. And you know, I know we celebrated my daughter's first birthday on the weekend, and I was saying to you how we were able to still get out and go for a ride and, you know, have lunch, the three of us. And, you know, there's all these little moments you can still cherish, I think. And if you're looking for them, you can definitely appreciate them and be grateful for what you have. But that being said, it has been a really, really tough year for everyone. What is one self-care practice that has really been helping you stay in a positive mind frame?
Oh, definitely just getting my exercise in of a day. Especially in lockdown, you can kind of just go through a day and not really do anything, I found, or just be at your computer doing work that's serving you in the long run, but it's not serving you here now. And getting like your body moving is just so good for your mental space as well and good for your productivity. So definitely having my workout and even trying to get outdoors as much as I could, because I'm definitely an outdoor kind of girl. I don't like being stuck inside. Something I found really helpful, because I don't know if you guys know at home, but I have a young son who is just about 11 months at the moment. And right in the thick of COVID here, he was like 4 to 6 months, that age bracket, and he didn't get out to see too many people, but just doing like the three naps a day. And I found myself trying to put him to sleep like constantly during the day, and going out for a walk instead of just putting him in his cot was the best thing for me, and getting him to sleep that way, because it meant that I got to go outside and move my body and he got his nap, and I didn't find that I was spending my whole day trying to put him to sleep. So yeah, that's probably the best thing, kind of self-care practice that I found while I was in isolation.
Yeah, I love that. It's so important to get out for that walk. And George is just at the point now where she won't fall asleep in the carrier. But I like literally, like that was my favorite thing, was like, okay, let's go for our morning walk. And then I'd flip her around right at the end and she'd fall asleep on my chest. And then I'd just put her in the cot when we'd get home. It was so nice. But
that's so good.
Yeah. So definitely if any mums are listening, cherish those moments, because they seem to just slip away very quickly. But yeah, I think that's such good advice. And just being able to move your body and, you know, getting that fresh air is so, so important for our mental well-being. Because I think it is quite easy, especially at times like this where we can feel like maybe we've been given more time or given this extra time, that we do often jam-pack it with work or, you know, massive to-do lists in the business. And exactly what you said, it's not really serving us physically in our mind. So I think that's such a good reminder.
Yeah, and you feel like you have to use that time too, because you never shut off when you work. Like I work from home often. That's what I do at the moment because I'm not in the gym. So I find myself like I don't turn off if I am working from home, because you don't have those solid work hours. And definitely when my partner was working from home, he fell into that trap too. It's like a productivity competition with yourself.
So true. And you find those like small pockets of time, you know, after doing the dishes, the washing, or like, you know, all of live jobs, and you're like, oh, I better jump on the computer and check emails or get back to this. And it's exactly, you just don't have those moments to actually just switch off and to recharge. With all of that, how have you really prioritized your health?
Those walks were really big for me, and getting outdoors, as I said before. But even with my partner, we take time, like when he was working from home, which was particularly helpful during COVID, we'd do a little swap where one person would go have some time to themselves to either do some sort of movement or whatever they needed to do, and then give the other person some free time. And that's really helpful. I think you definitely need to have some alone time. I don't know if a lot of people at home are stuck in isolation alone, but if you're stuck in isolation with a partner, as much as you love them, you still need some alone time. So definitely that is good for our mental health and our emotional health. But physical health, as I said before, just getting my workout in, or even if it's just a walk, is the best thing I think for anyone's physical health is just moving your body, whatever that looks like for you. And yeah, we are pretty lucky with our food situation. We get our meals delivered, which is really good and really simple, but also just having nice fresh food and veggies. We get an organics box too with fruit and veggies, and just trying to keep everything else in check.
Yeah, that's so good. And it's so convenient having those services, especially if you're in Victoria, or you guys, I guess, are still in it a bit, where going to the supermarket, it can actually almost be quite an anxious experience now.
Definitely.
I used to love doing my food shopping, and now I just find myself quite riddled with anxiety of, like, you know, touching things and, you know, being served and that. So I think, you know, having that stock of stuff or of the deliveries is such a good idea at the moment, and obviously super convenient to make sure that you are staying on top of your health and your well-being. I guess, you know, it's obvious now, and if anyone follows you, they know that you have such a burning passion for health and fitness. How did you first discover this?
I've kind of been really interested in my health and fitness since I was like a teenager. I went the wrong way, you could say, into health and fitness when I was really young. I went a bit on the obsessive side as a teenager. Found myself reading into the wrong things, taking things a little too literally that were out there published in like health magazines. And I don't think it's really for teenagers who are so impressionable to be reading those things, but I feel like even teenagers nowadays with social media are very impressionable and do take things that we say literally. So as adult women in this space, we do need to be careful of what we say. But yeah, I found myself going down this obsessive track with food and exercise, and only really getting out of it when I was about going into my 20s, really. I went kind of up and down yo-yo dieting, and I just finally found this space when I was doing my PT course while I was at uni, and discovering that, yeah, maybe what I was doing to my body wasn't the best long term. And I discovered that, like, I don't know if anyone follows me, that I'm really focused on intent before intensity, and trying to use movement more as an intentional practice where I'm learning to move my body in different ways, more on a performance side of things and longevity side of things, rather than moving to burn calories. So I'm really big on using movement as something that's going to add to my day and add to my lifestyle. So trying to just get better at different types of exercise and different types of training, and experience all different types of training, and have some sort of intention behind my movement practice. And rather than just slogging it out and beating myself up and using exercise as a source of punishment, which we're steering away from in the industry, but it's still a little bit of an underlying key in there with all the messages that you here being sprouted by the media.
Yeah, I absolutely love your approach, and I've been following you for years now, and I'm especially enjoying all your exercises where you use your son. I'm like, oh, that's so handy. I can do that in the bedroom while I'm trying to get Georgia to sleep. So yeah, using that time wisely. But it's such a beautiful approach, and it is quite scary to think, you know, I often think about when we were young, we didn't even have a lot of the influences that girls do now, with social media, and, you know, Instagram wasn't around. And it's quite frightening to think how much is actually put out online that maybe isn't necessarily the best or healthiest approach for people. So I really love your approach, and I think it's such a beautiful way and such a beautiful encouragement of getting people to move their body. For anyone who might not know you or doesn't follow you online, what would you say your elevator pitch is?
I suppose it's just putting fun into fitness. So a lot of my movements are sometimes a bit out there, and maybe they're not the most effective movement for a certain performance goal, or if you're an athlete, you probably wouldn't do the stuff that I do. It's just mainly to make movement fun, because I find I could get people in the gym if I'm there coaching them through like a split squat and a good like or a pull up, a chest press or anything like that in the gym through a nice cohesive periodized program. But if I'm trying to promote a positive attitude towards health and fitness to the general public who are just watching me on Instagram and trying to get inspired to move, I want it to be fun and I want it people to know that movement, you can experiment with movement, you can get outdoors with movement, and it doesn't have to be this thing that fits in the box or inside the walls of the gym. So yeah, I'm very big on promoting a positive attitude towards fitness and making it more on the fun aspect of things and not take it so seriously. I think one of the biggest flaws that people find in their approach to fitness is they take a road that's probably not sustainable because they're not enjoying it. They choose something that they have to slog out, or they're doing a program where they're not committed because there's no fun in it. There's no enjoyment into it. And I think if we put more fun into it and take the sustainable route, we'll be better for it long term.
And I think that's exactly why you have such an engaged following, is because you are putting that fun into it and people love that and it becomes enjoyable. Then not that, you know, I have to do this, or, you know, like you said earlier, punishing yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
We've already, you know, spoken that 2020 has been quite the ride, and everyone listening knows that for themselves. But I guess, what has been one of your greatest lessons so far this year?
I think just to enjoy the little stuff. My little family in particular, we are just loving going out on these tiny little outings to places we knew about but we hadn't really been around our local area. So we're really enjoying just doing that and just spending time together. And even my family who I'm not living with, my parents and my siblings, getting to see them is just a novelty now, because we went through a couple of months where it wasn't an option. And I think when you have that, or you experience that, you never know what it's going to be like and when you're going to see them again. So yeah, appreciating some quality family time is definitely a big one, and being able to socialize with our friends and family and know that you don't have to have these extravagant experiences or travel the world to have some good quality fun times.
We'll be right back after this healthy break. I recently shared my top reads in an Instagram post and you guys went nuts with the saves. It got me thinking, as a regular listener of this podcast, I'm taking it that you are as obsessed with self-development and personal growth as I am. Well, I want us to be able to share, connect, and inspire each other on this journey, which is why I've launched Healthy Hustlers Community Group on Facebook. Join me and other hustling females as we learn, grow, and evolve together in a supportive community. I'll be sharing inspiring books that have changed the game for me, hosting Facebook Lives with special guests on an array of topics focused on mindset, manifestation, health, and business. Plus, I'll regularly share my top tips and exercises, healthy recipes, and loads more to support you on your journey of growth. Are you ready to be part of a supportive network of like-minded hustlers, all eager to show up and be the best version of themselves? Then join us by searching Healthy Hustlers Community on Facebook, or simply click the link in the show notes. See you there. It's definitely been something that I've thought about a lot this year, is there's a quote, be grateful for the small things because one day they might become the big things. And definitely, this year has just been such a reminder that all of those things are exactly the big things, and they are what are enabling us to still be able to fill up our cup and to bring some form of joy or happiness, you know, to our world. So yeah, I'm like you, I'm definitely feeling a lot of gratitude for still being able to just get outdoors or go for a ride or spend all this quality time with the baby. You know, you already mentioned that you did have to give up a few holidays this year, and I know anyone listening would be in that situation in some way, shape or form. We have had just such little control over this year, and plans and people's worlds really have been turned upside down in some way or another. What would be some of your top tips for shifting your mindset when it comes to change? Or how did you find yourself, you know, shifting out of a negative mindset when you had to make those changes?
I suppose it is just looking at the positives. And one of the biggest positives for me, having a new little boy into my world, was having my partner being able to work from home. So he was forced to work from home for a couple of months, which was actually awesome because it meant that Lawrence got to spend some real quality time with Joff, and Joff could be flexible with his work hours, and they got to interact a whole lot more. And if you can see some sort of positive in a seemingly overwhelmingly negative situation, then it's going to make you a stronger and more resilient person. So yeah, being able to find some sort of positive, as hard as you need to look, whether it be that you have time for a new hobby or that you even have time to finally watch Netflix and chill, that is fine. Even if you're spending the day having a little binge watch, don't spend all your days doing that. But yeah, having some time where you can just chill and relax and find some sort of positivity in this situation where we've found ourselves in. And we do have, you're right, we don't have a lot of control over the external things, but we have control over what we do and how we respond. So it's just important to remember that.
Yeah, it's such good advice. And I think it's so important. And, you know, especially for any Victorians that are listening, and I guess, you know, we're still right in the thick of it and just had our lockdown extended, which is, well, it's extremely disheartening, to be honest. And it just feels like this never, ever ending process. But, you know, like you said, with resilience, I just all weekend, you know, once we got that news, I just kept thinking like, wow, we are going to come out of this so resilient as, you know, as a state. And, you know, everyone's been through it in some way, shape or form, but I guess I'm purely speaking on behalf of Victorians here. And I just, you know, even if, like you said, you're watching Netflix during this time, or, you know I'm making the most of being able to have day naps because my days aren't too hectic, you know, we will come out of it so resilient and so much stronger on the other side, I think. So yeah, that's such beautiful advice. You have mentioned your little man who you welcomed in November last year. How is being a mum?
It is a wild ride. It is pretty crazy. Yeah, I love every minute of it. And he, like, it's just crazy. You never really understand until you go through the whole thing of becoming a mum, growing a human, giving birth to this beautiful little human, and then nurturing them and loving them like anything else. It's crazy. And it's crazy what it does to your emotions. But yeah, it's so beautiful to be able to share the world with someone like that, with someone that you've grown. And it's a part of, he's a part of me and Joff, my partner and partner for life. So yeah, pretty special. And whilst it is very special, it is very, very challenging. And I'm sure you can attest to that.
Definitely, I like what you said, it's a wild ride. It's so true. It's like the most emotions you could experience in one day or one week possible.
Yeah, definitely. You're like, you've never, it's just crazy. You want so bad for them to go to sleep so you can have some free time, and then when they're asleep you're like, oh, I want you to wake up. You're so cute, why did I want you to go to sleep, play with me?
Oh my goodness, it is so true. My husband and I always joke that we're like, oh, we work so hard to get her to sleep, and then she goes to sleep and we just sit on the couch and watch videos and look at photos of her.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, it's so true. I guess, how has motherhood changed you?
Oh, definitely learning to become more flexible. I am someone who loves routine, but Laurie doesn't, my little baby. He is He's never sleeping at the exact same time every day. And no matter how hard I try to get him into routine, he does not want a bar of it. So, yeah, it's definitely got me to be a little bit more flexible with my working hours and when I can train in the day and all of that. And he's very much a free spirit. So he goes to bed when he wants to go to bed and he eats when he wants to eat. And I don't have too much control over that. So I'm definitely much more of a more flexible person, which is good. It's a good characteristic to have, I think.
That is so funny. Georgia is like the polar opposite and I must be the opposite to you, because I have been so – I've always been really bad with routine, and it's something that I've always like – I know that you need it to thrive, and I try so hard to get in good routines. And I guess it was a lot easier before I had a baby to get in good routines and when I didn't work for myself. But she just thrives so much in routine, so I feel like I'm constantly being challenged to stick to a routine. And when I don't, it just – all goes to shit, really. And I'm like, oh my goodness, Maddie, just stick to the routine and you'll be fine. But I like keep trying to push the boundaries. So that's really funny that you're having that experience. They're definitely here to teach us, I think. Like I can't help but to feel that all the time. Like it's, you know, these qualities that we need or we need to strengthen in our world, I think, is what they're here to teach us.
Yeah, for sure.
And how have you found being a working mama? How have you kind of, have you found balance here, or is it still, I guess, you know, that real constant readjustment?
Definitely a constant readjustment. And I do not have it all figured out. I am always just chasing my tail at the end of the day. I'm always trying to find time here and there and get things done by the skin of my teeth. I'm always like right on the deadline. So yeah, it's definitely a battle and I'm still figuring it out, but it's a fun battle to have.
Absolutely.
I mean, like my time spent playing with my little one, so I can't complain.
Yeah, but it's so
mum
true.
Guilt gets pretty hard, like when you do have to just get your head down and get some work done, and if they really need you, it can be difficult to balance that out and find the happy medium. But it's difficult, but wouldn't have it any other way.
Have you had to make any major changes or shifts with the business since having a baby?
I am currently not doing any face-to-face PT or training, which is a big thing for me. And I really love doing the face-to-face stuff. And I think that's where I thrive. But yeah, I'm mainly stuck to online at the moment. So yeah, that's a bit of a big shift for me. And I suppose everyone had to make that shift with COVID anyway. So I don't think I'm too far behind the eight ball. But yeah, I'm very excited to get back into some face-to-face PT. And where I told you before we started recording the podcast, but we're actually moving and I'm planning to deck out my new garage. It won't be ready until the start of next year, but deck out my new garage into a garage gym, and I'll be having some PT clients in there, which I'm super excited because it's been my dream forever, is to just go down to my garage gym and take on some clients, and that's where I'm happiest.
Oh, I love that. That's so exciting and something so nice for you to look forward to during this crazy year to start fresh next year.
Yeah, definitely. Well, hopefully COVID allows for that.
Anyway, oh, no. Fingers crossed. Hopefully we'll be on top of it.
Yeah. Well, imagine if this happened like 10 years ago. No one would have had this online capabilities that we have now, which is just actually fortunate in this unfortunate situation.
Absolutely. I think, you know, if this had have happened, you know, even almost 5 years ago, we would not be where we are today, and the ability we've had to be able to pivot so quickly and make change but still have fully functioning businesses. It's pretty impressive, I guess. I guess one of the other silver linings that we can be grateful for at these times. How has it impacted, because you do travel a bit for work with, you know, your brand partnerships and stuff like that. How has that work slowed down or been impacted with having a child?
A fair bit. Like, I was scheduled to be on retreat this year. So one of the major companies I work with is Active Escapes, and they do fitness retreats overseas and in Australia. And obviously one of the biggest things with that is that you need to travel. And we did have one scheduled for October this year in Noosa, which unfortunately won't be happening with the current situation. But it was a bit of a shift around doing those retreats. But I'm fortunate enough that the man who owns the retreat, the couple, sorry, that own the retreat have just had their own newborn baby, which is really excited. And they're currently trying to rework the business so that they can allow some family retreats. So that'll be good for me as well. Hopefully next year, when maybe restrictions will ease a little bit. But yeah, that's one company that I work with. And other brands, like I deal with a company based in Canada and the US. So yeah, a bit of filming got pushed back with that. But on the whole, a lot of the things that I can do are online. So that was pretty good for me anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy to just think how many people have been impacted. Like when you talk about Active Escapes, and I think, you know, their whole business is revolved around one, travel, and definitely, two, being in groups. And it's like,
definitely,
that's your whole business directly affected by this. And I think COVID's really just shown how interconnected we all are, and mm-hmm. also how much businesses, have been revolved around these things that we're now not allowed to do. It just feels so strange, to be honest. Like, I still am trying to get my head around it, and I hear comments like you saying that, and I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, like that's been impacted. Like, I feel like it's just this constant reminder of how much impact this virus is actually having on us and our world.
I'm hoping for those industries that do thrive on social gathering and like being together and travel as well, do thrive maybe in the years to come when we realize what we had and we maybe took it for granted. So I think people will be a bit more like, yeah, let's travel now because we don't know when we'll be able to do it. So I think, in those respects, like I know even in New South Wales, since our travel lift internally has been lifted, oh my gosh, it is impossible to book an Airbnb anywhere, a nice one anyway.
Really?
Everyone is traveling everywhere, middle of the week, weekend, doesn't matter, which is awesome. Awesome for local tourism.
So good. But, so good.
Yeah.
And hopefully we continue to see that like in our country when the border, you know, the state borders are lifted as well. I know we've definitely spoken, like it's obviously going to be a long time before we're allowed overseas again. And, you know, we've spoken about what a beautiful opportunity to even just see our country. And it's so easy to jump on a plane and go overseas, but there's so much beauty here as well. So, you know, hopefully we can see those industries and our local tourism thriving again in time to come. But that's so nice to hear that it is in New South Wales. I really hope it does in Victoria as well, which I'm sure it will because, you know, after this restrictions.
Summer's coming up.
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to be going into the best time of year to be free, which is exciting for everyone. I guess my final questions for you, which I would love to know, is what does happiness look like for you?
Well, I suppose it was today we just went down to the national park and there's this beautiful beach, Wattamulla, and it's just so nice to – I just felt this really – this feel of nostalgia because I used to go there all the time, but I was able to share it with my little family and Laurie was there picking up sand and letting it sink out of his fingers again. That's his favourite little activity he can do for hours as he picks it up and watches it sprinkle out of his fingers. And, Joff and I, my partner, were just sitting there eating some bread and hummus and lying on the beach, and that was probably the epitome of happiness to me. I love just being outdoors and being able to share such beautiful spots with my little family is just awesome. And seeing Lawrence just be so happy and content doing the littlest thing, just picking up sand and watching it sprinkle out of his fingers. It's hilarious. And yeah, that makes me so happy.
Aren't children just the most beautiful reminder of the simple things and to just stop and be present? Like, I just am so grateful for Georgia for reminding me of that every day. And it sounds like you are too.
Yes. Has she got any funny little things like that? He's so hilarious with sand.
Well, it's been really hard, I guess, because we have been so restricted to being home. Yeah. It's been a really interesting time for her because a lot of her quirks have come out within the home, like things like the pantry. Like, she's obsessed with throwing things off the shelf, and like I kind of let her go wild because we don't have an outdoors or anything at home. So she goes up to the bookshelf and then to the pantry, and then I've got this cupboard of Tupperware that I let her go in, and she's got this like killer throw. Like, I've never seen anything before where she'll just like whip all the books off the bookshelf and they go so quick, and then she'll just look at me so proud, like, haha, mum, you have to clean that. And it's the cutest thing. But I think it's just like, I actually am just really obsessed with watching her eat. So the way she looks at food, like, I put food on her high chair and she would like, you can just see her picking it up and like, oh, how am I going to hold this? And then trying to fit it all in her mouth, and then it comes out of her mouth. And I always just say to her, oh, Georgia girl, like, I could just watch you eat all day. It's just, I love just that innocence of discovering things and them seeing things for the first time. So I think it's just a really beautiful reminder every day to slow down and to just be present and take in those moments, because you know, beforehand I was definitely rushing through a lot of them, but then now it's like, I don't have anywhere to be except for with you.
It's so fun because it just lets you experience things for the first time again as well. Like, I see Laurie like eating a strawberry and he's just like mushing it into his face and ripping it apart, and I'm like, strawberries are the best, aren't they?
It's so true. Oh, it's such a beautiful experience. And definitely something we're both obviously very, very grateful for. But thank you so much for our chat today. I know it's one we've actually spoken about doing for quite a while, so I'm glad that we've made it work. And yeah, I've really appreciated your time and all your beautiful words and wisdom. So thank you for joining me.
Oh, no worry, Madeline. It was really nice to be able to connect again. And I hope next time we see each other, it's in person. So we'll see. I'd love to go down to Melbourne eventually, but I don't know when that's on the cards. But
yes. Yeah. Well, hopefully I can see you in person soon, I should say. And I hope your little man has a best first birthday in the next month.
Oh,
what is he, 2 months away?
So 1 month away, about one. Yeah. On the 11th of October is his birthday. So not long. And I still haven't planned it. So we'll see how we go.
Don't worry, I'm sure you'll have a beautiful day. I think just being together is the most important thing. That's definitely something that I learned from Georgia's first birthday on the weekend, is you don't need all the frills and whistles. It's just all they want is you. They're most special people.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm sure you'll have a beautiful time.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button and leave a 5-star review. For any products mentioned in today's show, please check the show notes below and hit the direct links. If you'd like to suggest a future guest, please follow @TheHealthyHustlers on Instagram and send through a direct message. Until next week, don't forget to invest in you.